6 minutes to 8, and in the flash flood disaster on the 10th of January last year, 23 people in Toowoomba and the Lockyer Valley died. Today, our series of survival stories on Radio National Summer Breakfast by reporter Amanda Gearing concludes. It ends with Grantham resident Rob Wilkin, who helped save 31 people using his car and boat.
I come running in the back door. I picked up her littlest one. And, just started screaming and said, got to get out of here. There's a wall of water hitting the highway right now. And then they all followed me and just piled them all into the back of the ute and then proceeded straight to the railway line.
On the way, you saw some people as well?
Yes, that's correct. I warned them as well, screaming out the car window at them and tell them to look down the end of the road, because by that time the water was already at the intersection at the highway. So
you got to the railway line. People jumped out of the car and ran up onto the railway line. And what did you do?
I ran back into the house to grab my phone and my wallet, put the other car onto the higher bit of bitumen out front of my house, and pulled my boat up onto the road as well. Once the first wall hit, it didn't even go over the top of the road, so the vehicles were safe to be there at that time. It was probably 40 seconds later when the second one came through was the one that swept the vehicles off the road. Once I got the vehicles up, that was when I seen another one of an elderly gentleman. He lived down the end of our street, across the highway. He was trying to make it home. Yeah, he was already waist deep in water that he couldn't stand up in already by then, so I kicked the shoes off and ran up to save him.
And you saved him?
Yes, I got him back safely to the higher point of the road again. And by that time, we were cut off to the railway line. There was probably 7 foot of water running through there by then. We sort of stood there for a second and then thought, shit, quick, let's jump in the boat, which we did. And then the next wave come through. I was in the boat hanging over the edge with one arm, trying to undo the straps on the trailer.
So you started the boat?
No, not at that time. We had to wait for another wave of water to come through to actually float the boat off.
Right, so what happened next?
That was when the third wave come through, which was enough to float the boat, but which rose to probably water level, probably another good 6 foot. That was when I seen people that were swept onto the railway fence trying to hang on. That was when I had the boat going, so I raced over there to help get them off the fence and into the boat. I was leaning over with one arm on the throttle and one over trying to grab them with my brother. He had both hands on the lady at the time. I just helped pull him in as the boat was trying to power off to stop us getting tangled up in the fence. And miss floating cars. As for logs, well, we had to hit them, unfortunately. And yeah, then we come back for Brendan. That was when the alarm went off in the boat to say that the motor was overheating. That was when we jumped out. We left the boat sitting there. Where the boat stopped was where the family were, so we're all standing there together looking around. And that was when the fourth wave of water come down. We looked towards Helidon Way and, water was over the top of the train tracks heading our way at that stage. It probably would have done half a K stretch of train tracks in about 2 minutes. Well, at that point in time, I was screaming at everyone and going off me nut at them, telling them to run as fast as you can to get to the railway bridge. The adults that were able to run had the littler kids under their arms, the ones that couldn't run. The bigger kids were old enough to run themselves and to get in front of us all. The biggest concern was the elderly people, because they couldn't move very fast on the train tracks itself. So And the water hit us before we could get to safety. But it wasn't quite deep enough to stop us from still walking through the water to get up here to the school hill.
So it was Grantham resident Rob Wilkin, who says the town is recovering, slowly but surely. That was the final in our series of flood survival stories from Toowoomba and the Lockyer Valley, and an apology for the swearing early in that interview. Amanda Gearing's book, based on interviews with more than 100 flood survivors, has just been published by the University of Queensland Press. It's called The Torrent, Toowoomba and Lockyer Valley, 10 January 2011. Coming up to news time at 8 o'clock.